Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball four. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertoia moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada, who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herzog moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Adair reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Orioles. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards left. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Posada moves to third. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada who is chasing the ball. Herzog reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herzog tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Orioles. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber bunts between the mound and first base. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barber for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornberry tags and scores. Foyles tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Jay Hankins. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.